This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Are you struggling with weight issues that seem impossible to overcome because your whole family is dealing with the same thing? You know, just because something runs in your family doesn't mean you're stuck with it. Today, I'm going to show you a familiar story in Scripture that you've heard a million times before. It's the story of Esau. But this time, you'll see that the Bible proves that Esau was born with wounds in his soul that were passed down to him through his family line. And those wounds caused him to be completely driven and controlled by food, just like you may be right now. Today, you're going to get healed. Okay, so is there a story in the Bible about somebody that was actually born with food issues that were passed down to them through the generations? There actually was. His name is Esau. You all know his story. I'm going to show you that I believe that Esau was actually born with food addictions in his soul because his soul was wounded. Amen? Esau was a very food-driven man. Food was a huge part of his life. Okay, the Bible says that Esau and his brother Jacob, it says this about them. Listen in Genesis 25. It says, when the boys grew up, Esau was a skilled hunter, a man of the outdoors, but Jacob was a plain and quiet man dwelling in the tents. Okay, so Esau's brother Jacob was a quiet guy. He hung out in the camp. He worked amongst the people and his family, whereas Esau, his brother, was, quote, a skilled hunter. The word hunter there in the Strong's means to hunt for provision, to hunt for food supply. So Esau spent his days hunting for food, spent all his energy looking for food supply. He was very food focused, so to speak. And I honestly believe there was something in his soul that was driving him to it. Now, I'm going to prove that in a minute, but the first reason why I say that is because I also was like him. I was always hunting for food, hunting for something to make me feel better. I just ate something sweet. Now I need to eat something salty. I just ate a carb, so now I'll eat a protein. You know, I mean, I was always trying to find that right mix. And if I wasn't on the streets doing the drugs, then it turned into the food thing. Amen? How many of you are always kind of like hunting to try to feel better during the day? As you go through your day, hunting to try to feel better. Say, well, maybe if I try this, maybe if I drink this soda pop, or maybe if I have a little juice, or maybe if I have another sandwich, or maybe if I, you know, smoke that cigarette that I said I was going to quit a couple weeks ago, or maybe if I, you know what I mean? Maybe if I send some, you know, bad text to somebody that I've been having my eye on at the office, even though I am married. We're always looking to try to make our souls feel better, hunting for stuff. You agree with me? Well, I was just like Esau. He was out hunting for food supply all the time, and I was like him. My days revolved around hunting for food. No matter how much food I got, I was still hungry. No matter what I ate, I wasn't satisfied. I was thinking, what else is there to eat? Can I find something else? Like I'd be always searching for something else, or maybe driving to go get something else. But you know what? It was the wounds of my soul that were driving my appetite. I was trying to constantly feel comfort my soul through different things I was using, including food. And I think Esau was doing the same thing. Let me show you. Listen to Genesis 25. This is the story of him giving away his inheritance for a bowl of food. It says, Jacob was boiling pottage, lentil stew one day, and Esau came in from the field, and he was faint with hunger. Everybody say, faint with hunger. And Esau said to Jacob, I beg you, let me have some of that red lentil stew to eat, for I am faint and famished. That's why his name was called Edom. And Jacob answered, then sell me today your birthright, the rights of the firstborn. And Esau said, see, here I am. I'm at the point of death. What good can this birthright do me? And Jacob said, swear to me today that you'll sell it to me. And then he swore to Jacob, and he actually sold him his birthright. Then Jacob gave Esau the bread and the stew of lentils, and he ate and he drank and he rose and he went his way. Thus Esau scorned his birthright as beneath his notice. Okay, so it says twice, if you notice it, Esau was, quote, faint with hunger. The word faint there refers to being weary and exhausted, but according to the Hebrew Gesenis lexicon, here's the quote about what the word faint means. Ready? To languish in your soul. See, when he said, I'm faint with hunger, it wasn't that he was dying physically of hunger. It wasn't true at all. He probably had just been snacking on some stuff he found in the fields. He wasn't faint and dying physically from hunger. He was languishing in his soul. The word languish means to be weak and to be feeble. He was weak in his soul. He was feeble in his soul. His soul needed to be made strong. His soul was in control of him that day. So much so, it made him give up a huge estate. His father was extremely wealthy. Extremely wealthy. He was expected to inherit a huge amount of wealth, a huge inheritance. But yet, he let his soul that was languishing and weak drive him for the temporary comfort of a bowl of food and to give up all that wealth for that. Now, people, you know, I remember I used to read the story and went, I'd never do that. I'm going to give up all my whole, that's ridiculous. That story can't be true. Who would give up their whole inheritance for one bowl of food? But you know what? We do the Esau thing every single day. We do the Esau thing every single day. If you've ever been an alcoholic, you know what I'm talking about. You got to have that one more drink. One more drink and then get in the car and drive, even if it means you're going to get pulled over and be arrested and go to jail. If you're a dope addict, you got to have that one more shot. One more shot of dope. One more shot of dope. But if it means that you're going to lose everything and go to prison for years. If you're in an adulterous relationship, your soul is so tied to that person, you got to go see them one more time, even though it means you could get caught and get it and have a divorce, lose your children. How many of you understand what I'm saying to you? We go, how could Esau possibly have given up his entire inheritance for one bowl of food? That story can't be true. We do it every day. We do it every single day. God tells you to stop doing something, and you do it one more time because your soul is in such pain, you are willing to give up anything for that temporary moment of comfort. Has anybody but me been there? Thank you, Jesus.
I was sent an amazing story from an inmate who was the leader of a motorcycle gang. He was involved in a shootout inside a casino where 9 men were killed. While serving a life sentence, he read one of my books and now teaches Bible classes to the other men in his facility. We are literally seeing murderers transformed into Apostle Pauls. With your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Soul Food. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Food.
Did you know that diets and diet aids are the biggest money-making industry in America, and yet they don't work? I struggled with lifelong food issues until God showed me that those problems were coming from the wounds in my soul. Once I got my soul healed, I got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. You can do it too.
Call now with your gift. 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to the thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Yeah, my pain in my soul led me into federal prison. Didn't matter what I had to do to get the comfort I needed. I went and got it. And I ended up with 12 and a half years. And then God showed me grace and broke me out of prison 7 years before my time. Amen. So Esau was so languishing in his soul, so wounded in here, that he gave it all up for that temporary comfort of one bowl of food. Where did he get all those wounds in his soul? I believe he was born with them from the womb. I believe he got them from his father Isaac. I believe Isaac was just as wounded or worse than he was. Let me prove it to you. Okay, remember in Genesis 25,
The Bible says Esau was a skilled hunter, a man of the outdoors. So he's the guy that goes out, he gets the food for him and the family, right? He's the guy that brings home the groceries. Okay, now in that same chapter says that his father Isaac loved Esau more than he loved Jacob. I wonder why. Why did he love one son more than the other? Well, Genesis 25 verse 28 says why. It says, and Isaac loved and was partial to Esau, and here comes the reason, because he ate of Esau's game. Do you hear that? He actually loved, Isaac loved and was partial to Esau over his brother Jacob because he brought home the groceries, because he ate of Esau's game. That's how much his soul was wounded that he needed food to comfort it, that he would actually love one son over the other. Now, did you know that Isaac loving Esau more than Jacob was actually rebellion to God? It's actually rebellion to the will of God. How do I know that? Because in Romans 9, this is a statement that God says about Esau and Jacob. He says, Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. So here's God. God's saying, I hate Esau, I love Jacob. But here's Isaac, that he loved and was partial to Esau over Jacob. Why? Because he brought home the food. Isaac was against the will of God. He was in direct rebellion against what God thought about Esau and Jacob. And he loved one son more than the other because the one son could bring him the comfort his soul wanted. Amen? Now, even in the blessing, do you remember the story about the blessing? Jacob's getting old. He's about to die. Before he goes on, he wants to pass on the firstborn blessing to Esau. And he calls Esau in and says, I want you to go hunting. I want you to go get me the wild game and that I love and cook it for me so that I can give you the firstborn blessing. Well, here's the problem with this story. Ready? It was never God's intention for Esau to receive the firstborn blessing. It was always God's intention for Jacob to receive it. Listen to the story about their birth. Genesis 25 says that Isaac had prayed much for his wife because she was unable to bear children, and the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, became pregnant. And the two children struggled together within her. And she said, Lord, if this is true that you've heard our prayer, why am I like this? And she went to inquire of the Lord, and then the Lord said this to her. Listen, the founders of two nations are in your womb. And the separation of two peoples has begun in your body. The one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. Okay, so Esau came out first. He was the elder. And God said the elder would serve the younger. So you see, it wasn't God's will for Esau to be blessed. It was God's will for Jacob to be blessed, not Esau. Now, I remember reading that story. Well, Rebekah hears that Isaac has, you know, sent Esau out to go hunting to get food so that he can, you know, so that Isaac can bless his son Esau with the firstborn blessing. And then Rebekah comes up with this elaborate deception in order to get Jacob blessed instead. She calls Jacob in and she puts Esau's clothes on him because, see, the father, Isaac, has been losing his eyesight. So she's figuring that when he goes in, when Jacob goes in with Esau's clothes, and he'll smell his clothes and he'll think, okay, this is my son Esau. She even puts like hairy goat skins on Jacob's arms so that he'll feel hairy like Esau was, so that she can fool Isaac into giving him the blessing instead. So there's this huge deception. And when I'm reading this years ago, I would think, oh my gosh, Rebecca, you're going to burn for this one. Okay, right? You're in total rebellion, girl. She wasn't. She wasn't in rebellion. She was taking steps to ensure that the right son would be blessed. The son that God said would be blessed. The elder would serve the younger. Jacob was supposed to receive the blessing. She was taking steps to make it happen. Which means what? Isaac was in rebellion against God when he wanted to give Esau the firstborn blessing. Why would he do that? Because it says Isaac loved and was partial to Esau because he ate of Esau's game. Look, this firstborn blessing was a serious business to God because it would not be through the line of Esau that Jesus Christ would come. It'd be through the line of Isaac.
This firstborn blessing was a huge deal. But see, this is how wounded Isaac's soul was. It was so wounded and so reliant on food to bring him comfort that he would go in direct opposition of the will of God by trying to give Esau the blessing. You know that his wife told him what God said when she was pregnant with the boys, that the elder would serve the younger. But yet he went and tried to go bless Esau instead. Think about it. What have we given up because of our wounded souls? You know, I wouldn't take back anything that's ever happened to me. And a lot has happened to me. But I tell you what, how much did I miss because of it? How much did I miss because this was controlling me? How much of my inheritance did I give up because this was controlling me? I'm so glad Jesus can redeem all things. You know, it's so funny. Even the actual process of the blessing for Isaac was completely reliant on food. Listen to what he says when he calls Esau in to get ready to be blessed. He says, Genesis 27. Now, Esau, therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow. Go out to the field and take me some venison and make me savory meat. Ooh, such as I love. Bring it to me that I may eat so that my soul may bless thee before I die. Oh, my gosh. Right there he's saying, hey, look, the only way my soul can bless you is if you make me some of that meat that I love, bring it to me and eat. And then once my soul eats, then my soul can bless you. This dude was completely controlled by food because he was wounded. Do you hear what I'm saying? How many of you feel like, wow, something in your life, it doesn't even have to be food, is controlling you? Come on, let's see. Everybody who's feeling that, raise your hand up really high. Oh my gosh, God's going to get it for you, amen? Oh, it's so good to feel free. I'm telling you right now, I feel so free, okay? I am not a slave anymore to food. It's like right now, normally I'd be thinking about, I wonder what's for dinner, okay? When I went back there, they had a spread out there for me. They're so nice. They always put so much stuff out for me. And I took two bites of the salad, two, three little shrimps, and I was done. I let a couple little bites of hummus. I was done. I was like, and I didn't even want any more. Oh, that would not be the case. I would have ate it all. Ate everybody else's, and after everybody was done going out, I'd be standing at the table picking what else is left. It feels so good to be free. Man. You know, I believe what was in Isaac's soul made him do something drastic like go against the will of God. And then it got passed down to his son, Esau's soul, and made him do something equally as drastic like give up his whole inheritance for a bowl of food. And then I believe that what was in Esau's soul got passed down to his descendants. You know why I say that? Because the main god, demonic power, that the Edomites worshipped was the goat god, a satanic, demonic presence represented by a goat. Well, I told that to my friend Joni, right, when I was talking about the food thing with her, and she goes, oh my gosh, Kate. She goes, goats will eat anything. And it's true. Goats will eat trash. They'll eat aluminum cans, they'll eat tires, they'll eat anything. They'll eat anything. And that is the god that Esau's descendants worshiped. I remember when the very first time I ever said this teaching was at our Big Ten event. And it was so cool because everybody went out for lunch and these people didn't have much money, so they went to one of the local fast food places that everybody would know if I said the name. But, you know, a lot of those places have, like, children's meals, and they have, like, little coloring books that come in the children's meals or little toys and things like that. So they went and they bought a children's meal because they didn't want to eat that much, right? So they bought a children's meal, and it came with a little coloring book. And the name of the story on this coloring book was The Goat Who Would Eat Anything. What is the likelihood? That was my, like, witness that this is real. Wow, did you get that? Esau's food issues were passed down to him from his father. Do you think you might have the same problem? Well, guess what? Nothing is outside the reach of the grace of God. I know many of you have a promise from God that you're going to lose weight, but you haven't seen it manifest. How do you actually get that promise to happen, even if it looks impossible because you were born with stuff? The Bible says in Romans 4 that it is by grace through faith that we inherit our promises. Grace is the power that God uses to cause our promises to come to pass. Now, check this out. Grace is also a soul-healing power. According to the Strong's, the word grace means a holy influence that keeps the soul, strengthens the soul, and increases the soul. Grace can heal you of all the generational stuff in your soul that is driving you to eat. Grace can also heal your body and cause you to lose weight. See, once your soul gets healed through the power of grace, then as 3 John 1 says, you'll prosper in your health even as your soul prospers. You'll want to start eating right and you'll start losing weight. Let's go back to the conference so that I can make some grace decrees over you. I had a time when I was gaining weight, even though I wasn't eating more than usual, and I was exercising. I was gaining like a pound a day, and I couldn't figure out why it was happening. That's when God told me to just start listening to grace scriptures. When I did, the very next day, I not only stopped gaining weight, but I lost it all within a week. Try to stop what you're doing right now and focus on these powerful prayers. Take note of the decrees that I make because they're a practical way for you to get healed right there in your own living room. I decree you're getting freedom in the name of Jesus, that you're being free, free, free in Jesus' name, free in the name of Jesus, that things are going to change for you. You're never going to be the same in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I declare grace is here for you, present, to make you be healed and whole in your soul. The grace is infiltrating into your soul. It's gonna permeate into your soul. It's gonna keep your soul. It's gonna strengthen your soul. Right now, it's increasing your soul. It's causing your soul to be kept by Christian virtues. In Jesus' name, you are like Stephen. You're becoming full of grace, full of grace, full of grace. And miracles and signs and wonders are going to happen to you. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. I keep on hearing that verse that you're going to be let loose like calves from the stall, kicking, celebrating, running wild. Amen? Kicking, celebrating, running wild. Do you receive that? Do you receive that? Thank you, my God. Right now, I feel like a heat wave. The presence of the Lord. I invite you, come up to the altar right now. We're gonna pray right now about this stuff that we were born with. Amen. And you know, Susan, I'm changing up, but if we could bring the worship team up and I'll let you know if she's here. I don't even know. Let's just ask God by his grace. Remember, it says that grace, when sin abounds, grace abounds that much more. It increases, it even super abounds. Amen. Let's just believe right now that grace is going back through your family bloodline. Amen. To every time your family ate too much, or they ate too fast, or they ate the wrong kinds of foods, or when they were wounded through sin, through trauma, and those wounds are now causing you to suffer. You were born with stuff. And they're causing you to suffer. They're controlling you, causing you to eat, causing you to spend money, causing you to have other addictions, causing you to be angry, causing you to be bitter. And that the Lord is going to release his grace right now. Right now, Lord, we just decree it. Just reach up into the glory. Yes, God. We decree your grace. Your grace. Filling our soul. Just say it with me. Fill my soul. Keep my soul. Increase my soul. Strengthen my soul. Cause my soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. Now remind yourself right now, it's free, isn't it? It's free. Just say, it's free, it's free.
I don't have to work for it. I don't have to earn it. It doesn't work if I'm perfect and haven't blown it. In fact, it works even better when I have. It works even better when I slipped up, messed up, stuffed my face, drank that beer, smoked that cigarette. It works even more if I believe it and receive it. I decree that over you. It's here, present now, overcoming your moments of weakness, overcoming every sin, super abounding over and above all sin. And your promises are going to happen because of grace. Just reach up right now. God, yes, my promises are happening because of grace. I'm receiving my grace word. It says your promises happen as an act of grace through faith. Through faith. Say, I believe God. I believe and I receive God. We're just going to sing a little bit. Let's just sing to the Lord. And as we do, listen to me. Grace is going to be released even more. It's flowing right now, whether you can feel it or not. Grace is going right now inside your soul. It's healing you, the stuff you were born with.
Did you hear those simple decrees I made over you? Start decreeing them over yourself every day. Say, my soul is full of grace. Grace is keeping my soul, strengthening my soul, and increasing my soul. If you continue with your grace decrees daily, you will see a big difference. I was sent an amazing story from an inmate who was the leader of a motorcycle gang. He was involved in a shootout inside a casino where 9 men were killed. While serving a life sentence, he read one of my books and now teaches Bible classes to the other men in his facility. We are literally seeing murderers transformed into Apostle Pauls. With your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Soul Food. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Food.
Did you know that diets and diet aids are the biggest money-making industry in America, and yet they don't work? I struggled with lifelong food issues until God showed me that those problems were coming from the wounds in my soul. Once I got my soul healed, I got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. You can do it too.
Call now with your gift. 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to the thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
I hope this fresh look at this familiar story will bring continued healing for you and your family. Next week, we're starting a whole new series on the soul. See you then.